What I'm going to talk to you about today is really controversial. A lot of people won't teach this, and it's about being preemptive with your strikes. I'm going to show you how to develop power, and I'm going to talk to you about hitting first, which, like I say, is a very controversial area in the age of litigation. I can understand why people don't want to teach this, but we always say you're only hitting first if you're completely justified. There's no other reason. You're not hitting somebody because they've cut you up in the car or something like that. You're hitting them because it's your last resort. And we're developing a lot of power, so we're hitting first and we're hitting hard, but only when we're completely justified. And my intention on this is to show you how to develop your power and how to hit first. It'll be obvious in your face. It's just...
Thank you. shots. The way we practice developing powers to restrict our matches. So what I mean by restrict our matches is that closing the gap. Most people can punch from here. If you've got this sort of range, you can punch from here. I've got plenty of distance, I can wind up my power, and I can transfer my energy with a punch. Okay, but fuck. It's a right hard, I might be in this situation, I might be in a nightclub here. With my back's against somebody, I've got a person behind me here, and I've got to deal with this, my antagonist, who's a few inches away from my face. I shouldn't really be letting him get that close, but there's situations where people can get too close to you. So I need to have that power from here. I need to be able to generate that power, and the way I practice that is to work from here. Just giving myself a few inches to generate that power.
a metaphor for life, that the more you practice something, the better you get at it. There's no secrets. If you speak to anybody who's good at anything, they'll tell you that they've practiced it for hours and hours, no matter what the sport is, no matter what their area of their life is. Thank you.
Thank you. Preaching's all about, it's about speed, but it's also about transferring the weight of your body. So when I hit that pad, my whole body weight should explode. Okay, again, if you get this technique right, you won't want to hit people because it's too scary. When you realise how hard you can hit with either hand, you won't want to be hitting people. It's really important to have somebody who knows what they're doing with pads when you're doing this type of work. The pad man, to me, is just as important as the striker. Obviously, me and Matty have worked together a lot and I feel comfortable with them. But there's an art to how you hold the pads. If you watch Matty, he holds the pads quite close to his face to make it more realistic. And he'll actually meet my shots. So, again, it's not just about how you strike, it's about how you hold the pad to help your partner.
Thank you.
So from there, I've got no room, got to find the power. There's no right and wrong way to do this. You find your own way. Okay, this is the way I punch. I'll try and get a little stance if I can. If I can't, I can punch square on anyway. But you find your own way. You generate the power, 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 nice and passive. As well, I'll almost get to a stage where I'm begging people, saying I don't want any trouble, please leave me alone. Again, hopefully they'll buy that, they'll take that, and they'll walk away. I think I lost my ego a long time ago. If they walk away and they call me whatever they want to call me, that's good, because I haven't had to hit them. If they take that as a sign of weakness, that's even better for me as well, because I'll go from being really passive to being really aggressive, and people can't deal with that. People can't deal with aggression.
again with that.
Radio Nope.